Welcome back. We continue our interview today with Steve Camp. Now, Steve didn't get married until his early 30s. We asked him about the single versus the married and family life.
An excellent question. Paul in 1 Corinthians continually talks about reasons to remain single and reasons to remain married. And I tell you, the one advantage of being single is that your heart is not distracted, as he says in 1 Corinthians. When you're married, your heart has to be to your wife, to your children, and to the Lord. And you have to realize, and it's something I've been realizing even in a very dramatic way these days, that family is more important than ministry. A family has to be the priority before the ministry, whether it's the work of the local church or whether it's the work of the road. If family is not together, you lose the right to be involved in those other areas. And so for myself, the biggest change was that I was more free and accessible in my time and my efforts before I became married to go anywhere and do whatever the Lord called me to do, because I didn't have those obligations. But at the same time, I was content being single. I was content in whatever state I was at, as Paul said in Philippians 4. And when the Lord gave me, as he says in Proverbs, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. She's a precious gift from the Lord. And there have been days I haven't treasured her as that precious gift. I get caught up in my work and I get too busy. And I've been learning lately how those little daily things can mount up and be the little pebble in the shoe or the corrosive acid in a family if you don't guard against them. And so Kim and I, you know, we've just celebrated 12 years of marriage, and it's been easy some days and hard other days. But I have to say that it's where the Lord has led me. If people are listening and you're single and say you're 44 and single, can I just encourage you that marriage is bringing together two contented people in the Lord, two forgivers for life. It's not bringing two half-contented people thinking they're going to be made whole in the bonds of marriage. We can't expect marriage to fulfill a need that only the Lord can do. And I know so many couples think that each other is going to be the grand all answer to life's greatest issues together, rather than realizing you be the man, you be the woman that the Lord has called you to be. And if he leads you to a mate for life, tremendous. If he causes your heart to just stay content with him and you never marry, give yourself wholeheartedly to the work of the Lord. You might be a stockbroker, you might be a student, you might be an educator, whatever it might be, but be used of the Lord. I believe single adult men and women are the greatest asset any local church has, because they're free, unencumbered to be used by the Lord. And so my life as a married person has been rich and rewarding. We have 5 kids. I thank the Lord for every one of them. It's just the now finding the delicate balance. And it is a delicate balance of family, church, personal relationship, being a dad, being a husband, and being on the road and in the context of a local church. All those things are vitally important that we keep balance. But in my walk with the Lord, I know that I've grown during this time, but my love for Christ didn't become more intense being married, or it wasn't less being single. That had to be there before I could marry a faithful wife.
Here's another song from Steve, Only the Very Best, on Streets of Gold.
You looked at me and saw a child. Saw the fear behind the smile. With one touch you changed my life. And it was then I realized, oh, how you loved me. You knew the only way to show how you loved me and give me hope each day. It's more than I deserve, and none. Heart of you. us with a love you knew. You could have turned and walked away, but oh, what a price you paid.
To see you, keep the fire burning.
fear the world, become a friend. Oh, the very one we swore that we would die for must not be forgotten. Fear the world, become a friend.
In my opinion, one of the most powerful songs ever written as far as the words go, and they come straight from the Word of God. Revelation chapter 3. God wants us to be either hot or cold for Him, because if we're lukewarm and being casual about our Christian walk, He'll spit us out of His mouth. Wow, there's a picture for you. Steve Camp and Living in Laodicea on Streets of Gold. Another great song Steve recorded was He Covers Me. Beautiful one. He talks about that song.
This was a song, most of my songs, my good ones, come through trying times. This was a song I just wrote through a trial in my own life. Just, you know, that tension that Paul felt. I want to be home with the Lord, but for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And there's that tension. I'd rather be absent from the body and be present with the Lord, but I know it's better for me to stay here for a time. And He Covers Me simply says, no matter what trials we're going through, first of all, that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 8. Secondly, that God is sovereign, and He allows these things to touch our life, to cause our dependency to be not partial upon Him, but total. We can do nothing apart from Him. And so at that same time that has an opportunity, the Lord has an opportunity to confirm that in us. We go through this world knowing of our future hope in Him. I know someday I will be free. Well, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Already, we're already free. But this is talking about being free from the presence of sin. When we're home with Him, can you hardly wait for that great day? As Jude 24 says, that we will one day stand in the presence of His glory, blameless and with great joy. And so He Covers Me says to that hurting soldier today in the Lord, to that hurting sister or brother in Christ, keep on. Don't end it all. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy, and don't be given over to the doubt and discouragement that can infiltrate a heart that's weary in the battle. But you just know that even now, He still covers you. His blood is upon you. His shadow is over you. He holds you in the shelter of His wings, Isaiah says. He is a faithful Lord who will never leave nor forsake you. Nothing can separate you from His love. Rest in that assurance and keep on for Christ.
Oh Lord, I feel so barren and ashamed of who I am. I often fell, I hid it well. It is a lie I cannot defend. So I lean upon Your mercy as I confess my sin to You. There's no easy way, no saving face, when I finally see the truth. Someday I will be free. it surrounds me. I know your love is around me. Nothing can separate me from you. And I know it's true.
This is Steve Camp, and you're tuned to Streets of Gold.
I'm
Streets of Gold and Steve Camp from 1985, the title track from Shake Me to Wake Me. More of our interview with Steve next hour. I'm Susan Miller, and we've got more of the classics as we look into some music from the 80s. It's coming up.